Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Seems crazy that we're already in week 5 of the National Football League.
Quarter poll's done, man.
Yeah. Yeah, first quarter of the season is over, and this year has been really clunky NFL-wise, with slow starting with scoring-wise. Touchdowns were way down early. We've kind of seen the ship righted as far as there's more touchdowns being scored. Just don't watch Denver and the Jets play. But other than that, you do have scoring. We've seen an uptick there.
When you were out the other day, I had an article that from SIS Sports that was a deep dive into red zone efficiencies in the NFL and why it has seen this rather precipitous drop over the last couple of years, even more so this year than in before. And for the first time in a very long time, teams are significantly more successful running the ball in the red zone than they are passing it. Like, it was like I want to say from year to year, it was like a 12 or 13% swap, which is massive when you're looking at like the changes year to year. And it wasn't on anything in particular as it pertained to passing. Like, it was across the board. It did not matter if it was out routes, outbreaking routes, inbreaking routes, deep routes, short routes, medium routes, early throws, medium throw, or, you know, like time to throw. Like, it did not matter. Everything was down on the passing side across the board, across the NFL. Meanwhile, teams that could run in the red zone were wildly more successful. And it's been a trend that has been heading that way for the last couple of years, but it's taken a massive shift over the last 2 years.
Well, that's something that we've been talking about for a long time, though, is that lighter boxes, lighter players, you can run the ball more effectively, especially when you run a lot of 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. You see 13 personnel in the goal lines now. Teams are carrying more tight ends, and you're able to create leverage that way, and coaches are getting a lot more wise to it, especially when you've got to put guys out on an island, man, and you can spread defenses out, but also not compromise the fact that you can run the ball. I think that's kind of been the biggest thing that we've seen with the change in offense and the way that it's played, especially as you condense the field down and it gets shorter and shorter, right? Teams can cap with two deep, but you also have as the outside of the red zone. But as you get closer and closer, right, you would think that defense is easier to play. Well, nope, because you have to then load the box with lighter players. Everything is built to go sideline to sideline and make sure you don't get beat deep on your defense. Well, when it comes rubber meets the road, field gets shorter, you need to run the football. The dudes have changed. The body types have changed. What you're asking your elite defenders to do is so much different now, because edge rushers are pin your ears back, bend the corner, get to the quarterback, right? The elite ones, TJ Watt, he can do both. He can play against the run, and he can get to the quarterback, right? Max Crosby can defend the run and get to the quarterback. But you're talking about the elite of the elite, yeah. right? Like, that is the biggest issue. That is, and it's similar to the tight end position, right? Where sometimes they're blockers, sometimes they're passers. But the elite ones can do both of it, right? But as defense, you're asking guys to specialize more and more on the defense side of the ball. Then, and Dan Lanning said something really interesting. Lanning was asked by Joey Mack, what position has changed the most in football over the last 20 years? And he said linebacker, because of what they are asked to do. What they are asked to do is completely foreign to what they were doing 20 years ago. Because there's a demand so much more to be effective in mm-hmm. coverage than previously. It was like, fill a gap, fill a hole, go.
Play a little bit of zone. Now use your head. Five linebackers in the entire NFL that never leave a field, and it's like Fred Warner and, you know, a couple others.
But with that position and what you're asked to do, also, you've got to be responsible for, as I started this with, you know, you're playing 12 and 13 personnel where you have two and three tight ends on the field. You have a linebacker who's responsible for those guys. If they are a threat to catch the football, then that makes it a lot harder to defend the run, right? And the way that these teams and these offensive minds scheme up your play action, your gimmick plays where you're going to have release a tight end, he's going to block down for a second and a half, and then he's going to pop one over the top. It's crazy.
Real quick, guess who the number one coverage linebacker is according to PFF?
Fred Warner.
Hey, there it is.
Yeah.
The grades drop off pretty precipitously after him. He's got a coverage score of 94.5. Eric Wilson at 90.2. Quincy Williams, 89.1. Ola Kuhn at 87.2. And Jack Sanborn at 86.8. After that, you start dropping into the 70s and 60s real quick. There's just only so many guys in the NFL who can be that coverage guy, while also, like, what, three of those guys are every down play. Like, you just look at the snaps, and it's just you've got guys that are coming on the field essentially as like a nickel linebacker,
mm-hmm.
but otherwise they're not out there. And for nearly, like, Fred Warner is so much further ahead of everyone else, it's actually kind of staggering.
It's an oddity now.
Yeah,
it truly is. It's an oddity in the world of football, and that's just so different. And the crazy thing is that the rosters have barely been expanded, right? You're asking guys to specialize more and more, and scoring is down. Like, scoring is down, but more guys are playing than ever before. You would think as you rotate more guys in, right, scoring would go up. Offense would be better. Yeah.
But everybody's rotating.
I wonder what would happen if they truly did just say, all right, we're expanding not from like 53 to 56. If they said
like 65,
we're going to go 65 guys, yeah. and just say boom, 65. Owners would hate it because that means they have to pay people money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, well, how much better would the product be?
Probably a lot better.
It would be a lot better.
It's probably a little less taxing. And just to give Fred Warner some props, he's also the number 3 rated run defense linebacker in the NFL according to PFF. Only Bobby Wagner and Mike McFadden are in front of him.
Dang, bro.
Yeah. It's good. It's good to be Fred Warner.
You know what? It's probably great to be Fred Warner.
I think J.D. Bertrand is the only linebacker that I'm seeing in here outside of Warner that rated in the top 20 in pass coverage, also in the top 25 in run defense. Oh, there's Quincy Williams. So he's just on the outside of 27. So, like, your best probably two-way linebackers or two-dimensional linebackers in the NFL
mm-hmm.
are Fred Warner and Quincy Williams.
Godly.
Weirdly enough.
Godly. All right. Well, Thursday Night Football starts week 5 in the NFL.
It does.
Tonight. And it's
a delectable game.
Good game. Mm. Good game. You have Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The dirtiest of birds.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.